Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. We'll talk about the Av of Shen, damage done while an animal is eating. Mishnah says, Ketzad Hashen Mu'edet. What's the situation where an animal is Mu'ad in regards to Shen, which would result in Nezek Shalem paying the full payment for the damage? Le'echolet Hara'uyla, Habehema Mu'edet, Le'echol Perot Virakot. An animal is Mu'ad to eat food that is normally eaten by an animal. And animals mu'ad to eat fruits and vegetables. So if someone's animal ate food that's normal for an animal to eat, fruits and vegetables, then the owner has to pay the full damage. The Gemara comments over here and says that it seems to be that the second statement that the Mishnah is making doesn't really add anything. We first said, le'echol tara'uila, if it eats anything that it normally eats. And then it says, or if it eats fruits and vegetables. An animal eats fruits and vegetables. So what are we adding in by telling us that second line? The Gemara says that we're coming to add in both domesticated and wild animals, that even though the Torah usually always talks about domesticated animals, here we're throwing in an extra line to learn out that it would apply to both wild and domesticated animals as well. Akhla kesut or kelim meshalem hatzi nezek. But if the animal ate clothing or other types of utensils, then the owner would only have to pay hatzi nezek, half of the damages. Since animals don't usually eat clothing or things of that nature, if an animal does do that, it's not a classical violation of Shen, but it's actually part of Keren, because it's unusual damage. Any type of damage out of the norm is part of Keren. So an animal, when he does Keren damage, for the first three times he causes that damage, only Hatzi Nezek is paid, so therefore that's what happens if an animal eats clothes. What are we talking about? Where does all of this apply? Only if an animal ate something in the property of the nizak, of the victim of the damage. But if it ate in a public place, in the public domain, then the owner is exempt from damage fully. So what we're saying here is, when talking about perot and yerakot and regular food, fruit, vegetables, and regular food, it's fully patur in the Rishut HaRabim. Only if it happened on the property of the victim is where the owner has to pay. But when talking about Kesut and Kelim, the Bartinura adds in over here, when talking about if the animal eats clothing, even in Rishut HaRabim, the owner would be Hayab Hatzi Nezek. The owner would have to pay half of the damage that he did. So with this comment of the Mishnah, that's sort of setting up the structure of saying it's only when it's in the Rishut HaNizak, in the victim's property, that's only talking about the regular way of getting it done. Why? Because when talking about Shen and talking about Regel, that they both have, the damage has to be done on the property of the Nizak. And therefore, if it's not on the property of the Nizak, but it's in the Rishut HaRabim, the owner is fully exempt and patur. But when talking about if the animal ate clothing, that's part of the subgroup of Keren, which is unusual damage. Unusual damage could even apply in Rishut HaRabim, in public property, so therefore the owner would be Hayav Hatzi Nezek in the public property for eating clothing. That's where the Bar Tenura adds in over here. V'im nehenet meshalem ma shenehenet. But even in a public area where we just said the owner is patur, when it's talking about regular food, the owner does gain in some way. He now doesn't have to go back to his own house and feed the animal because the animal just had a meal. So he gained in some way, he benefited, so therefore he has to compensate the person he damaged, not for the actual damage, but for the money that he saved, that he now doesn't have to go buy food for his own animal, so he has to pay for that benefit. What we're talking about here is, let's say he even ate something that was expensive, but he is allowed to now pay the owner dame se'orim bezol, what it would cost him to have a simple meal of barley to feed his animal. So whatever he now got out of, even in its lowest possible value of a meal, he pays to that nizak, the person he damaged, in order to compensate him for the benefit that the mazik received. Ketzad mishale mashin henet, we'll elaborate on that as well. In what case does he have to pay for what he benefited? Achla mitoch arehava mishalem mashin henet. When talking about the public area, if he ate food in the middle of the street, he pays for what he benefited. That is a totally public area. People aren't expected to leave their things in the middle of the street. So therefore, he pays exactly what he benefited for and the minimum amount of payment. misideh harehava mishalim ma shehizika. But if the animal ate food from the sides of the street, where people usually are and animals don't usually walk, then he would pay for the full damage. Because we consider the side of the street to be as if it's the victim's property. Animals don't usually go there. Animals walk in the middle of the street. So if the animal ate from the side of the road, it's as if he's in the property of the nizak, and therefore he has to pay nezek, the nezek that he caused. Not just the benefit he has to pay, not just the benefit of what he ate, but now he would have to pay to the damage that he caused as if he was on the victim's property, like we started in the beginning of the Mishnah. Mi petachei hanut mishalem ma shenehenet. If the animal ate food from the area in front of the store entrance, where a storekeeper would normally keep his food, he would put a table out there and he would put his food out there, then the owner of the animal would only have to pay for what it benefited. Outside over there in the public area is as if it's a public place, a shut harabim, and therefore he only has to pay for what he benefited from. Mitoke hanut meshalem ma shehizika. But if the animal ate from inside the store, which is the private property of the nizak, he has to pay the damages. The store is the property of the victim.